This is the surveillance video taken from Andrea's house during the first attack. Here we see the guy in the ski mask. He walks along the wall, and there, something on his left wrist.
It's like a bracelet or a watch.
Yep, but there's no clear view until I got the video from the parking garage. See, the car's plates are smartly covered up, but see, there's the watch. Crop and zoom. It's a 1978 Rolex Daytona 6263.
It's a $35,000 watch.
How do you know that?
I dated this rich kid in high school. He actually got one for graduation.
Why don't you marry him?
I kept dozing off.
And it's listed right here in the divorce settlement. Kenneth Brown got possession of a Daytona watch.
I'll call Beth. Door's open. Melissa? It's Lieutenant Davis. Where's Kenneth?
I don't know. He left.
Melissa, what happened?
Someone emailed me this video. The video was sent from an anonymous email, but I know that Andrea sent it. How could I have been so stupid? He kept telling me that his ex-wife was crazy, that she was just trying to scare us. And the whole time he was sleeping with her.
Melissa, do you recognize this?
It's Kenneth's watch.
Andrea was attacked last night, and the man who attacked her was wearing that watch. We need to talk to Kenneth.
If there is something you're not telling us, now's a good time. Where'd you get this?
I found it in Kenneth's trunk the day after Andrea's dog was killed.
You were protecting him?
I didn't know what to do. I thought I loved him. I'm scared that he might do something stupid. He was so angry. He said that he was going to hurt Andrea.
Let me be the other. Kenneth called Jack. Tell him to meet me at the museum.